Well, the weeks of Advent in the church are a time of preparation as we prepare for the celebrations of Christmas. But it's also a time that we need to recognize those areas in our own lives where we need to be open and willing to help those in need, especially during this season in the liturgical year. We're joining us today to help us find the light in the darkness. It is Michael Davis. He is the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, joining us today to give us a preview of what he's got on his podcast for December. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Brenda.
You know, your first podcast for the month talks about light and darkness, and we continue to move into darkness through the whole month of December until the very end of the month, just a few days before Christmas, when the light of the world comes in. And that's what you talk about, is this darkness of the world and how light comes in the middle of it.
Yes, and this Advent, I feel like we are in a especially dark time, politically, and not just in our nation, but throughout the world. And in that, I think this Advent's not so abstract this year. I think it's got some meaning because in the first coming of Christ, they're waiting in the backdrop of this dark Roman Empire for the light of God to break in. And I think this Advent may have some special meaning for us this year.
So with this Christmas, and it comes every year, how do we ensure that in the darkness that we are feeling now, that the light of Christ is different this year, that will change hearts and minds towards something good?
Well, I'm going to suggest something that goes against American culture, because how are things in America measured of their worth? It's, is it fun? I mean, we'll ask that. Hey, did you have fun? Or how fun was it? Or, you know, whatever. That's how we measure events and various things. But God does the opposite. He says, actually, I want you to just stand in the darkness and wait. Just wait. I don't want you to accomplish anything. I think this Christmas can be different because Christmas is about accomplishing. Got to get the presents. Got to get the food. Got to on and on we go. God says, rather wait and pray. And that's what Jesus told the disciples even when he was going to the cross. He says, just pray. I don't want you to deal with the soldiers. I don't want you to protect me. Just wait and pray.
Well, that holy waiting is, you focus an entire episode of your podcast on holy waiting. In today's world, you know, we talk about how we have to wait for things. But if even if we are waiting, and I've done this myself, there's a commercial on a show that I'm watching, what do? I grab my phone and I scroll for a little bit to fill the time. We are not accustomed to just standing and waiting. And then pray and wait together. It takes actual work to try to do that. Anybody who tries to go to adoration for the first time, just to sit in adoration in quiet and prayer for 5 minutes can be a difficult thing. So how do we exercise our minds to wait?
Yeah, I'm spiritual director for a handful of people, and one of them told me this week, he said, well, I tried holy waiting this week. I didn't always get it right. So there's this, holy waiting is a conundrum because it's an effort, and at the same time, waiting is the lack of effort.
Exactly.
And so there's this tension back and forth. I think a simple way. So I take public transportation quite often. And one of the things I've been doing in my own life is, instead of when I'm at a bus stop reaching for my phone to open the app to see when the bus is coming, just wait. It'll come when it comes. This is a grand time to pray, you know, or to just notice what's around me, or even who is around me, because it could be that God wants me to minister somebody, but I can't see him if I'm fidgeting while I'm waiting.
Oh, that is, there are many ways to do that. I think about in my own life, simply crossing the street and pushing the button, the pedestrian button, right? And then waiting And then what do you do after about 20 seconds? You go back and you hit it a few more times because it's not turning over yet. It will change when it is time for the light to change. And that's so many things about our life that we want to force it into change. And it's going to take its own time in order to do that and to be open to the opportunities that that waiting allows us to is really important. If you are just tuning in, Michael Davis is joining us today. His podcast is Common Sense on Social Justice. He's got podcasts for the month of December that focus us to the light of Christ. And as we get closer to the Christmas celebration, you're going to spend some time talking about the church and a new nation. I'd love to see how you put these two together.
Yeah, so we try to divide the church from politics. We say, you know, there's politics over here, the church over here. Actually, the church is the ultimate political body because Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we got to get away from this idea of the church being an entity, of the church being a religious institution. It's not. The scriptures teach us that the church is a new nation that has broken into the world. And it's a nation that operates on a whole set of different principles than the nations of this world. Whereas the political leaders are using the poor as pawns in their political agendas, or they are crushing the poor, and where the rich get preference, Jesus, as the new king, comes in and he's gentle with the poor. He's gentle with the hurting. He gives the poor the preference and tells the rich, you go sit at the end of the table. And so we see the church as the hope of the world, as the nation. So what the early Christians would have seen this as is the church as a new nation means that I'm no longer participating in this empire. Rather, I'm identifying not as an American, I'm identifying as Christian, as disciple of this new king. And I'm participating in this new kingdom of peace and love and justice.
Does the church or does your podcast even give us a recommendation, though, because there are civil laws in the country that we live in and we still have our faith that we need to abide by. So how do the two cross over together?
Yeah, there's kind of, first of all, there's a, what God is doing is calling us out of the nations into this new nation, into the church. But there, the nations of the world have just and unjust laws, right? So, you know, I mean, you know, you have to drive a certain speed. That's just because we're just trying to understand what safety looks like for everybody. But, you know, there's unjust laws that's come up through the years, such as black people have to drink from a different water fountain than white people. That's unjust to treat them there. They can't eat at certain times in restaurants or whatever. So if we're living by the principles of God's kingdom, then in love, we're going to automatically follow the just laws and reject the unjust laws.
All right. And that is just, there's such important topics, especially for this beautiful month of December as we travel to the incarnation during Advent. Michael, thank you so much for another great year of podcast,
thank
Common
you.
Sense it's on Social Justice.
Been a pleasure.